I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, April the 21st, 2021. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, we're starting with the fact that smoking cigarettes might be less addictive in the future if the government has its way, but will that really help? Number two, I don't have. And number three, it's the verdict of Derek Chauvin. The verdict of Derek Chauvin has come in guilty on all charges across the board. Yes, but where do we go from here? If you thought the riots were going to end, if you thought this is where it was going to be better, you were mistaken. You see, those on the left say this is not enough. This does not satisfy any of our desires, any of our needs. We want to have real justice, and this isn't real justice, apparently. Apparently, real justice doesn't come until whiteness is exterminated and all police are eliminated. That's when justice comes. So if you thought the riots were going to end, if you thought the violence was going to end, if you thought the assault on police officers was going to end, you're wrong. I just watched video, by the way, of a police officer being attacked last night in Portland, Oregon, on a bicycle, surrounded by criminals. Surrounded by criminals, he was. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. The best example comes from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who, after hearing that Derek Chauvin had been convicted on all counts, including second-degree murder, she wasn't satisfied. She wasn't alone. Many on the left came out and said there's more to be done, including Joe Biden and Barack Obama. But to get a good flavor for it, here's AOC.
So, no. This verdict is not justice. Frankly, I don't even think we call it full accountability because there are multiple officers that were there. It wasn't just Derek Chauvin. And I also don't want this moment to be framed as this system working, because it's not working. And that's what creates a lot of complexity in this moment.
You see, many are just not satisfied sending Derek Chauvin to prison for the rest of his life. The maximum sentence, 40 years, which in effect is the rest of his life. They look at it as a signal that they can openly attack the police more. That they can target the boogeyman of whiteism. They can and will promote and amplify critical race theory and the garbage that it is that they are force-feeding to anyone who doesn't vomit it back up. It's an indoctrination effort across the board. AOC is just one of the examples of what is happening, because for them to say the system didn't work, the system works perfectly well. There was a jury of his peers, 6 black, 6 white, various backgrounds, deliberating for 10 hours and delivering a guilty verdict on second-degree murder, which to me seemed like an overcharge. It seemed like an overcharge, but the jury went with it. However, people like Maxine Waters weighing in ahead of time. The president of the United States weighing in and saying they should convict. That pops up as a notification on people's phones. Did they vote to convict Derek Chauvin, or did they vote to save America from more looting and burning and outrage? Because if they did that, well, they're going to be disappointed. Nancy Pelosi, who will only be Speaker of the House for a short time longer, she praised George Floyd himself following the verdict in Minneapolis. Despite number three, Nancy Pelosi weighing in. Here's what she had to say.
Thank you, George Floyd. for sacrificing your life for justice, for being there to call out to your mom. How heartbreaking was that? Call out for your mom. I can't breathe. But because of you, and because of thousands, millions of people around the world who came out for justice, your name will always be synonymous with justice.
A lot of people thought that was over the line as well, left and right. But Nancy Pelosi looking to the sky and praising George Floyd. But again, back to the Democrats who say this isn't enough. The BLM protesters were in the street of Portland last night, like I said. I'd share that with you, except that the language is so harsh, I cannot. But to see an officer surrounded and then sucker punched by a group of BLM Antifa activists in the streets of Portland, wake up, America. At least the governor of Minnesota was smart enough to activate the National Guard, but this is how bad it is. Police were activated from coast to coast yesterday. Riot squads and everything else ready, because in the case that the Chauvin verdict didn't go the way that the mob demanded, the mob was ready to burn everything down. Among them, Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush. She also says the guilty verdicts in the Chauvin case, not enough. In fact, she is demanding far more. It's bite number four. Don't expect the violence or the rioting or the bloodshed to end here. Listen.
Verdict. This verdict is a step. It's a popping of the lock to be able to get to the place where we can open the door and really start to do the work to save lives. And so, this egregious murder that happened, we can call it murder now, this egregious murder that happened, it should not be that it has to look like that in order for us to have some type of semblance of what people call justice. This was accountability, but it's not yet justice. Justice for us is saving lives.
Justice for us is what exactly? Apparently it's burning down Minneapolis, Portland, Cleveland, Miami, New York, wherever you can. Don't try to burn down Detroit, though. James Craig won't allow it to happen. One police chief in America. One mayor in America. At least they have it figured out. Detroit's had its problems. It will not be complicated by these outrageous actions by mobs, but this will continue. A 15-year-old girl shot and killed in Columbus, Ohio. Black girl, of course. Otherwise, you wouldn't hear about it. In Columbus, Ohio, that happened yesterday. Shot by a white officer four times and killed. She was wielding a gun, but the mob turned out anyway. Keep your eyes in Columbus, Ohio. It could be your next Minneapolis. As the police descended and the mobs descended, the girl was trying to attack other young women around her. Shot and killed, and suddenly it's racism. Don't worry, we've got a lot to talk about. We'll be right back on the Steve Gerber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Presenting great moments in FirstGov.gov history. For years, Americans have turned to FirstGov.gov for their government information. 2000, Mrs. Marilyn Gorman takes online government to new heights, applying for Social Security benefits before breakfast.
And got them. Okay, who wants pancakes?
2002. In what later became known as the download heard round the world, the Duggins of Wichita print their own passport applications in their underwear.
Honey, get dressed. Looks like we're going to Luxembourg.
And 2004, FirstGov.gov astounds Anna Maria Montero of Biloxi by promptly answering all her emails, no matter how often she asks a question about the government.
Sure, the U.S. government can get back to me every time, but that son of mine? Huh.
Make your own great moment. Log on today, FirstGov.gov. It's government made easy.